perek in Tanakh, Shmuel Aleph, perek Yudchet. And again, because of the absurd breaking up of the prokim by the goyim, we were left smack bang in the middle of a very, very important interlude. But in order to get back into that interlude and serve as an introduction for some of the issues that we're going to be speaking about in this perek, let us once again review and remember what has happened. So the initial malchus we saw has been nifsal. Nifsal because of the fact that it was precocious. It was premature in terms of the initial waiting, whether it was his fear of the Am, whether it was what turns out to be his fear about his own potentialities when he was Nirbal HaKelim, and as now is going to come out, his unbelievable inability to face up, even after Shmuel has pointed it out to him and told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moeis him, what was originally something that he was able to respond to became his son Yonatan. It was Yonatan who ended up being everything that Shaul was for those first few moments. And now Yonatan is the one who reflects the best of Shaul in every way. It's Yonatan who is the only one, therefore, in this parak, I shouldn't say the only one, but who is the primary one, who in this parak is able to show us what Shaul could have done. Now, Shaul has had opportunity after opportunity. It's very interesting that everybody's response is that Shaul is never given a chance. But the truth is that there is a chance. There was the chance of his facing up to his failure at the time of Amalek and going out there and saying that he had failed, which he refuses to do. He actually gets Shmuel and ruins Shmuel's life by pulling Shmuel back with him to be publicly mechabed him. That public kavod gets worse and worse because from that point on, he becomes almost maddened by the need to protect what now in his mind has become his. He's given another unbelievable opportunity where the very person that is meant to be the next Melech is put into his home, is given a specific relationship with him that allows him to have now given over the Malchut in a way which would have been so mechubad and so much expressive of his own self that it's obvious that that's what it's all being arranged for. So that is his opportunity. And instead, as we're going to see, we already caught the beginnings of it, but it gets horrific. Instead, he becomes obsessed with attempting to destroy the one who would, in his mind, usurp his throne, and once again loses the chance to be able to become what Yonatan is. That was one element. The other element is a more subtle element, which is that the entire tone of the vision of the Malchut has changed. So initially, the only place that we saw this was in Yonatan. Originally, when Shaul went out, it was the Shaul who would be lochem et milchamotenu kechol hagoyim. There was a sudden change when Yonatan went up and attacked in Michmas, he attacked the Plishtim on his own. And he felt that it was unnecessary bichlal to have weapons, and that he could do this single-handedly, in which Hashem could be Moshiach, whether it's with a little or whether it's a lot. It's there that we find the breakdown for the first time between Shaul and Yonatan themselves, because Shaul is ready to kill Yonatan, albeit because of the cheirim that he made, which anyway was wrong. Yonatan stands up and publicly says that his father is wrong. And the Am is Pode Yonatan against Shaul, so that in a way Yonatan is already more popular and is on the other side of the fence when it comes to Shaul. Now this becomes more and more horrifically evident as time goes on, and indeed Shaul actually attempts to personally kill Yonatan, as we'll see. So that the change, beginning with Yonatan's fight against the Plishtim, reaches now the heights in which Yonatan does not respond either to the challenges of Goliath, and instead the one who does respond is the David who is now Yonatan plus. But in being Yonatan plus, he goes beyond the simple question of whether weapons are important. He throws off the armor, doesn't bother taking weapons, takes a little slingshot and a stick. There's no interest in him at all in being the Ish Milchama that Shaul envisions. So Shaul gives him the armor that he's wearing. So in the end, David takes it off and laughs at it. I can't even walk with this. What would I be doing with it? It's unnecessary. But there's another issue. And And that other issue is David focuses on something entirely new. David focuses on the identity of Yisrael versus the identity of the Plishtim. And what he actually tells his adversary, Goliath, is that for all intents and purposes, I look at you as an animal. And that you're being mecharef marchot Elohim chayim is the equivalent of a lion or a bear attacking a human being. A human being doesn't need necessarily tools. Human beings have ways of destroying lower life forms. And that's why they are where they are. And therefore, when you can, he tells us to show, I'm going to be worried about a few hundred thousand ridiculous plishtim. It's the same way I take a lion and I take care of the lion. I take a bear and take care of a bear. I take care of the plishtim. Because the orla itself in David's mind, and we'll see how this becomes central now to this parak, the orla itself is by him an expression of animalism. And therefore, the man who said, I am mecharef marchot Yisrael today, to us, the cherpa is the orla. Ki cherpa hilam. So that you claim that you're being mecharef, you are a cherpa, not that you're mecharef. It's amazing when you see it clearly in that fashion. This is brought out so powerfully, again and again in the pasuk, by looking back to the change that takes place between Rut and Orpah. The pasuk insists in bringing out the strange relationship of Goliath to Orpah, even to the point of having him fall on his face and expose the oref of his neck so that he should be cut. The remuzim of Akelav Anochi, to go back to the fact that she was sleeping with a dog, as if that really is significant over here. But clearly it is, because to David, that's the whole point. As far as I'm concerned, you might as well be the dog. Not only that, but this Orpah, the Medrash learns, Gemara learns from Gat. He's called Goliath Migat. Why is he called Goliath Migat? Because Gat is a place where you thresh over sort of with your feet. You trample now the grapes. That's what Orpah was. Everybody threshed her. She was completely move carrot. That's not only with the Plishtim, but essentially starts with the Plishtim. So his relationship now is a relationship of Rut, on the one hand, who chooses only the gadol of what it is that Naomi represented, and is in her essence moved by Yatzat Tzadik Min Ha'ir, so it's Panaziva, Panahadara. This is exactly what it is that David is. He is beautiful, he is Hadara, he is Ziva, and that's what he relates to. Therefore, the contrast is even more brought out by the Medrash that shows that David is Nolad Mohul versus the Plishti, who is the essence of Orla, who is the Cherpa of Orla, who is attempting to be Micharev, where he himself is the animal that David relates him to as the Kelev that came from Orpah, whereas he represents the essence of the Malchut, which is the nature of the Nishmas Yisrael. And therefore, to him, he has changed the level not only of the dialogue, but the level of the vision. Because for the first time, Milchama is not about Eretz Yisrael qua Eretz Yisrael. We see it became Eretz Yisrael only for the first time when we got the Malchut. Until then, it was called Eretz Canaan. First time it's called Eretz Yisrael, was just a few prakim ago. But also, it's for the first time that Yisrael seeks to identify itself as Yisrael. And therefore, to him, the issue of Milah and Brit Milah versus the constant focus on something that we generally don't think about. So we talk about, instead of Marachot Plishtim, we're talking about the Plishtim phalluses. Marot Plishtim. Weird. Why would anybody do that? And we're going to see it gets even crazier in this parak. But that's the whole point, is that we are looking to the difference on the lowest level, the primal level of Brit. And this is what David is saying. I fight that. I don't even look at it as being serious. It's a different life form, a different planet. You guys have no business here, and there's no way that you can even talk about the Marachot of Elohim Chaim. As far as I see, I don't even see Marachot Plishtim. I see Morot Plishtim. Fabulous thing. The transition that should have taken place between Shaul and David, which would have been beautiful, is Merumez now in a wonderful, wonderful medrash that says that when David's father Yishai sent him up and told him, Ve'et Arvutam Kach, which, okay, we understand to mean get or to pay back their loans, however on the level of Pashtut or a level of Drash, but there's a deeper level of Drash, which is that this refers to the original Arvut of Yehuda to Binyamin. Anochi e'ervenu, says Yishai, our father Yehuda committed to saving Binyamin. And boy, Binyamin is in trouble. Shaul is sitting there, the Malchus is crumbling, nobody can respond. You've got to go up there and save him. That was our commitment. So that the transition should have been, and we're going to see that Yonatan points this out in this parak. The transition should have been, Baruch Hashem, we can hand over the Malchus the correct way. And here it is in my own home. Instead, it becomes now a question, okay, who's the kid? How much of a threat does he represent? And it was with that that we closed the words yesterday, in which Shaul questions David to find out who he comes from. And he says to him, I am Ben Avdecha Yishai Beit Halachmi. Or he hasn't said very much. And nonetheless, Vayiki Chaloto Ledaber al Shaul, those words alone, when he stops speaking, by that point, Yonatan was hopelessly head over heels in love. V'nefesh Yonatan nikshara b'nefesh David, v'yehaveu Yonatan kinafsho. Yonatan now loves David as he loves his own soul. Now this means that Yonatan immediately recognized that this is himself plus. So in other words, he understood that whatever he wasn't able to do with Goliath, this is the one that represents everything that he could have been and everything that he wants to be connected to. And therefore, he took it upon himself at that moment to make certain that ultimately the bayit of Shaul would be given over to David the way it was meant to be given over, and that it would reflect the arvut of Yehuda. And the first thing he does is he physically hands over his own clothing of malchut to David. So, vayi kechaloto, ledaber al Shaul v'nefesh Yonatan nikshara v'nefesh David v'yaveh Yonatan kenafsho. And at that moment, vayikacheu Shaul b'yom ahu, which had all the potential for being perfect. V'lo nitano l'shuv beit aviv, he wasn't allowed to go back home. But David. Vayichrot Yonatan v'David brit be'avato to kenafsho. And so they made now a brit between them that this would be the way that the malchut would develop. Vayitpashet Yonatan et ha'ma'ila she'alav vayitnei le'David. He actually takes off the chashivut of his begotten, so takes out the mi'il, hands it over to David. Umadav v'at charbo v'at kashto v'at chaguro, giving him over every last significant aspect of the chashivut and of the power of milchama and everything that he stands for. It made the exact opposite of Shaul. So the aspects of Shaul, which we saw were most finely expressed in Yonatan, were transferred by Yonatan to be most finely expressed within David.
But Yonatan has been the decade.
Of course. David Shaul Yaskil. And wherever David went, he was the one that Shaul would always send out. And as opposed to Shaul's Yarshia, he was always Yaskil. Rashi says the Yaskil is Yatzliach, which is the opposite of the failures of Shaul. And Vayisimeu Shaul Alanchea Milchama, Vayitav Beinei Kola'am, Vagam Beinei Avdi Shaul. Everything that he did was something that attracted the eyes and approval, not only of the people as a whole, but even those who were closest to Shaul himself. Vayim Bevoam Beshuv David Meakot Et HaPlishti, Vatetzena Hanashim Mikol Horei Yisrael Lashir, V'amecholot L'krat Shaul HaMelech, Betupim B'simcha, And so now, the first moment that this began, we don't know what happened yet. In other words, we're given the background that allows us to hope for the best. Shaul's put him into this position. Everybody loves him. His own son, Yonatan, is committed to the Havarat HaMalchut. Perfection. And so, going back now to the moment, and we know how important that moment was, because we jumped ahead by so many years in the previous parak to recognize that the head of the Plishti would be a trophy in Yerushalayim. And then we'll see later on that the kelim of the Plishti were kept in the together with the Mishkan, so in Nov. And that's where David ends up going back. So that means that he already had a vision. I mean, obviously it's not just giving us historical information. It's telling us that David had at that moment the sense that that's where this belongs.
And
it should be taken.
Instead of
exactly. That's what he wants to. Yeah, but that's where it needs to be. It needs to be in the Beis HaMikdash, which he's going to build in his mind. And so, taking us back now to where things went wrong, they're coming back, and everybody is coming out. Women always come out to dance, and they're dancing, the same lush that we find by Miriam. And they're coming to greet Shaul, and they have their drums, and they have their cymbals. And vata'anena anashima mesachakot vatomarna hika Shaul ba'alafav v'David b'revevotav. So they put Shaul first because he is the melech, and they point out that David was so obviously the man who's on top, so the thousands were killed by Shaul, the 10,000s by David. Vayicha l'Shaul me'od vayera be'inav hadavar hazeh. Always we're taken down to the lowest level of human thought when we talk about kin'ah, because it is the lowest level in which somehow another person's achievement of what that person is capable of should be something that in any possible fashion could take something away from me. And so it's always expressed as it was by Yeravam. So who's going to walk first? You got to be kidding. This is what we're concerned about. I mean, this comes across as being crazy. So Shaul is devastated by this. What? Natnu l'David revavot, v'li natnu ha'alafim. It sounds like a kid, right? But that's the point. This is kin'ah. Now, the next thing you know, v'od l'ach ha'melucha. Next thing you know, they're going to make him king. It's not like he knew. He couldn't know. He couldn't allow himself. Yonatan knew instantly. And so this, now, this is a separate parsha in the correct breaking up of the parsha. And this is now the definition of the horror to come. So that instead of the relationships being what they could have been, from that moment on, it became a disaster. There's a beautiful remez, and that is as the Radak brings, but it's the Mesorah, that the word in Pasuk, the opening Pasuk, that defines Yonatan's falling in love, changes his name to Yehonatan. Up until now, it has always been Yonatan, except in two locations, as the Mesorah points out, where he is acting like David. So where he is David, like when he told the Nar, let's go up, what do we care, they're just plishtim. That was David, he was Yonatan. But where he, from this point on, he's always Yonatan. Because the extra hey is mashlim, his identity, specifically here. Vayimim ochorat, vatitzlach ruach Elohim ra'ah el Shaul. And so the next day, he once again was affected by his depression. Vayit nabe betoch habayit, v'David minagen biyado kiyom biyom. And so here he is acting like a madman. Like Nabe is always a double meaning because the VMO is act crazy. So he was acting crazy the way he did when he had fallen among the Nevi'im. And David was attempting to raise him above his madness, like he always did before. V'achanit v'yatshol, and he's holding now a lance. V'yatar shol et achanit v'yomer akeb David u'bakir. I'll kill him. Put it right through him. Throw it into the wall through him. V'yisov David mipanav pamayim. I mean, the scene is absolutely mad. He's sitting there playing, and the guy's attempting to kill him, and he's dodging while he's playing. This is a pretty strange performance. Vayirasha umilifnei David. Now it wasn't only kina, now it was terror. He recognized this guy's driving him crazy. He can't even be in the same room with him. Just get him out of here. Now we'll see that Shaul was hoping that by putting him out there, he was going to be killed in one of these wars. So he refuses to acknowledge the fact that he can't be killed, basically, and that the destiny is clear. No, something will happen to him. It's okay. We'll put him out there. One day or another, he'll get involved in something he can't handle. And this, of course, was what started the whole problem. These were the words that Doeg Adomi had used to try to get that kina into the heart of Shaul. And here it actually happens. Vayar Shaul asher hu maskil ma'od. And it's worse. It wasn't only fear. It was terror. Vayogar mipanav. V'chol Yisrael v'yudah ohevet David. So what we see is a decline, step by step decline from love, where he loved them very much, That lashon ma'od, I mean, that's like we don't find anywhere. So he loved them tremendously. To worry, to jealousy, to fear, to terror. Yeah? This is like the opposite.
But even before.
But Sibloy Moshe put it. So this is part of his haskalah. Vayomer Shaul el David, I have a great idea. You know, remember that the guy who killed the plishti was supposed to get my daughter. So he neviti hagdola meirav. And of course, the rav is exactly what should be going to David. Because David is admoni, and it was Esav who said, yeshli rav. Yeah? So we'll give you meirav. That's the kind of girl who's never going to be happy.
That's the word itself. Exactly.
Yes, yeah, it's the mikol meirav.
Right.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. I'm so silly, I forgot that. It is a dog-eat-dog. When he says, what, you think the kelev impregnated my grandmother? The truth is that David, when he says that he's from Yishai, Ish Ephrati, who married Ephrat in Divrei HaYamim? Kolev. Kolev ends up marrying Miriam, who is called Ephrat. And that's the whole shame of Pirayon in terms of Mila. So that he is really contrasting the element of complete and total human loyalty, which is Kalev, versus the dog's loyalty, which is Kelev. And that's the, of course, Kolev, it's Merumas in both of them, or your entire heart, which becomes now the difference between him and the Plishti, the Kelev versus the Ben of Kolev, right? This, of course, goes back to the original Yerushat Haaretz, which is the only one that survives. It's Kolev because of that. Yoshua points this out. Fine.
And what is so, the
Hebron
of the
side? Oh, excellent. That's right. That's the connection to Hebron. He comes from the family of Kolev. Right? That's Vatere Lot Azuvah. It's a fantastic psukim. Fantastic psukim. Anyway, here's not the place, but there's the most amazing Ramazim in Divrei Yomim. When we get to Divrei Yomim, there's
nothing.
Nothing, no? They actually started a series.
They should.
They did. It's an extremely popular series now. My kids downloaded. Darn, what's it called? I'd have to call up to remember what it's called. But they took the story and put it into a modern setting. In the Malchus, a modern Malchus, and they have all of these elements.
Really?
Yeah. Cool. Okay, the name of the series is Kings. He thinks it's NBC. And it's set in this made-up country, but it's modern. They take all of the story and put it into... So Hollywood picked up on it. You're not the first ones. Okay, so anyway, Meirav would make you a great wife. But, you know, I mean, get a wife like that. Achayeli leven chayel, vilachem milchamot adonai. Be strong and don't be afraid of anything.
He's setting him up.
Yeah. Vishalamar, why should I kill him? Let Plishtim kill him. No, Al Tiyadibo. Tibo Yad Plishtim. She'll push him. You know, she's always pushing.
Push him back to fight.
Yeah, you know, she's that kind of girl. She'll get him knocked off. Vayomer David al Shaul, me to take a wife, the royal family, mi anochi, mi chayai, mishpachat avibi Yisrael. I don't understand. I come from someone that deserves to be in the royal family. Yeah, he was sensitive to the feelings of Shaul. We know that he was sensitive. The Gemara says he saw Shaul blanch when the madim fit him. That's why one of the reasons that he took them off. So he says, I shouldn't be the chatan to the melech. Vayi be'et teit et mirav bat Shaul David, vayi nitna la'adriela mecholati la'isha. This is a very strange story. There's tremendous machlokas in the Gemara about what exactly happened over here. I thought he said he wasn't going to take her, then apparently he was going to take her. So in the Gemara, this becomes now a machlokas about a makadosh b'milva. Is a makadosh b'milva mekudeshet or not mekudeshet? So the question was that Shaul had owed him a lot of money. Because he had promised Yashua no Osha Gadol. There's never any mention of paying him the money. So the money was supposed to be used as the gift of the Kiddushin. But the question was, that was never transferred. So it didn't have a din of Kiddushin. So therefore Shaul held that Shbachal wasn't married. So he decides, maybe he's really not Roy. So he'll give her to somebody else. And we'll see it gets more complicated a little bit later. But what happens is that his other daughter, Michal, like Yonatan, falls in love with David. So now we've got two members of Shaul's family that Shaul doesn't realize are basically on the other side. He thinks Michal is gonna do what her father wants. Vos vatehav Michal bat Shaul David, ויגידו לשאול זה לטל שאול, מיכל wants to marry him. וישר הדבר בעיניו. Oh, that'll really mess him up. I'll let him just go marry her. That'll kill him. Now, some say that actually Shaul held that if he married him, then it would be marrying a sister because it was a good condition. At least he'll be now chayev because of arayot. It's one possibility. Anyway, vatila lamokesh. So if she's going to for sure be the source of his falling into the hands of the plishtim. So because of that, ותיבו יד פלישתים. ויום השאול, דוד, great, בשתיים תתחתן בי היום, which expresses this, out of these two, we'll work it out, you know. So if she likes you, you know, okay, so מירב will go now to somebody else, you take מיכל, if that's the one who likes you. ויצב שאול, now at this point, it's pretty clear that דוד was pretty nauseated by this, really didn't want to get married. This guy's crazy. Someone who gets married, then he gives the wife. This is supposed to be coming out. Gives the wife to somebody else. I'm not going to get involved with this guy. So now he has to talk him into it. So vayitzav sho'ulat avadav dabru el David balat. Speak to him privately. Talk him into it. Lemor inecha feitz b'cha melech v'chol avadav. The king really wants you. V'chol avadav ayvucha. Everybody loves you. Nothing to worry about. Go ahead. Now the truth is, Yonatan, despite the fact that he's obviously aware, as we see later, of the extent of his father's internal turmoil, was willing to risk really his own life and David's life for this, because it was so important for him to achieve a orderly giving over of the Malchut the way it should have been. What he could have done at this point was to leave with David. He didn't want to do that. And that's why he keeps risking David's life also until it's absolutely clear, as we'll see later, it's absolutely clear that it's hopeless and there's no way that it's ever going to work. But it's amazing the commitment on both of their parts to try on some level to get this to actually happen and to let it know. Yeah, would help and gradually would accept him and the family and allow him to take his place in Shalom and so on.
So, melech means become the
son-in-law
to the king.
To be the chatan of the melech. Vayidabru avdei shaul bazne David et advarim ha'ele. Vayome David, so David says, what? It's a small thing by you, huh? Hanekala v'nechem itchatein b'melech. What am I going to give? Anochi ish rash v'nikleh. I'm a low-class guy. I don't have any money. I'm not going to be able to give anything. Shaul is told about this. V'yagidu avdei shaul olimor katvarim ha'ele diber David. So Shaul says, okay, David's got this whole focus on the Orla of the Plishtim. The greatest way to get him killed off is to tell him, Vayomer Shaul, you know what? I'm also very much a believer in the Yichud of Yisrael and the low classness of the Cherpata Orla of the Plishtim. Ein Chayfetz al Melech B'moar. I don't want money. All you got to do is bring me Mea Orlot Plishtim. It's a very strange gift. So that's all you need to bring me. Bring me now 100 foreskins off of these plishtim. I assume that they were connected to the rest of what they're connected. And this will show that you're going to take the revenge for the Oyvei HaMelech. Shaul, of course, thinking that this would be a fine, the plishtim are probably not going to approve too much of this kind of behavior. So, v'shaul chashav lahapil et David biyat plishtim. That sounds great. So now we're on the same side. He's also sensitive that that's his value of a gift. Before it was a certain amount of time, you know, next month, bring me these mea or lot. We only have to bring you 100. We might as well bring you 200. Vayavi David et erlotehem, vayemalum la melech litchatein ba melech, vayitein lo shulet michal bitol isha. So here, according to the Gemara, this becomes a makadish b'milva upruta. Because now the Orla is in... Oh, so now the question is, we're going to see later, the Shaila, is Michal really married? Because if Da'ato Amilva, so then it's not Mekudesh. If Da'ato Apruta, so it is Mekudesh. So what's the Da'at of the Kedushin on the Mea Orlot, and the Matayim Orlot? But the Gemara says, wait a second, who the heck is going to spend the Pruta for Mea Orlot? It's not even worth a Pruta. Right? It says the Gemara, no, it's not true. You could always feed it to animals. If you've got a pet, no, but don't you understand how this brings out the whole irony of the way in which David related to the Plishtim? So, you know, what's a Plishti worth? Some dog food. So, Hakelav Anochi, okay. They add all kinds of stuff to dog food. This makes a great additive. So, put it into the dog food. It's beautiful. So, that's the shaila. Is it worth a pruta? And is daita a pruta? Daita a milk? This is all discussed in the Gemara. Whether we should view it as having value. So, Vayar Shaul, that he gets away with this. Vayeda ki Adonaim David. So now things are even worse because it turns out that Michal bat Shaul ahevatu. He now understands that his daughter Michal, whom he thought would be reliable to do what she knows daddy wants, really has fallen in love with him and is interested in him and not in what daddy wants. Vayosef Shaul. So here Shaul is like really, he is Leiro Mipnei David Od. So now he even adds additional awe from David, because everything that he does goes right. Vayi Shaul Oyev et David Kol Hayamim. For the rest of time, he became an enemy. Your eyes with an olive. Before he knew that Hashem Imo in terms of his Hatzlocha in front of the people. But this was outrageous. I mean, you would think that the response of the Plishtim, I mean, this got around. You think it didn't get around? This is the most insulting, outrageous. I mean, it's one thing when you're in the middle of a war to say, you know, the oral and the, I mean, it's, you know, we'll scalp them, and this is even worse than that. So, I mean, you'd think that he would never get away with that. So he thought for sure. So when he saw that this is like Ad Kedei Kach, he's lost everywhere, so he became his utter enemy. Vayetzu Sarei Plishtim, Vayhi Midei Tzeit, Tam Sakal David Mikol Avdei Shaul Vayikar Shemo Ma'od. And of course, this really did cause them to continue to come, never to give up, to go out on every level, not only major wars, but Gedudim, this Plishtim. Wherever they could find something, they would take it. And every time that David went out, he became more and more successful until he was the most precious and famous.